China's first manufacturing digital enablement center of Amazon Web Services joins TIDA. TIDA Administrative Commission signed a cooperation agreement with Amazon Connect Technology Services Beijing Company Limited, the operator of Amazon Web Services. According to the agreement, the two parties will build Tianjin Intelligent Manufacturing Digital Enablement Center together to facilitate digital transformation and innovation in local manufacturing sectors. It is the company's first digitalization enablement center designed for manufacturing in China, and also the first of its kind in North China. Two bases of Sinopec settled down in Nangang with a total investment of 2 billion yuan. Sinopec Research Institute of Petroleum Processing, Tianjin Technology Development Company Limited, and Sinopec Research Institute of Petroleum Engineering, Tianjin Technology Development Company Limited, were found in TIDA. With a total investment of 1.959 billion yuan, the two enterprises will build Tianjin Science Testing Base and Oilfield Chemical Additives Research Pilot Testing Base in Nangang Industrial Zone as a booster for R&D and innovation of green petrochemical industry in TIDA and Tianjin. Four steel industry-related players join Binhai Zhongguancun at the 8th Tianquan Steel Industrial Chain Seminar. Four steel industry-related companies, including Tianquan Freight Platform, Jiangsu Honest Mining Company Limited, Tianjin Trade Company Limited, and Anyang Hongyan Ferroalloy Company Limited, signed contracts and settled down in Binhai Zhongguancun Science and Technology Park as new blood for steel industrial chain in the park. A new China top 500 player to build its plant in TIDA. Eastex Industrial Science and Technology Company Limited, a subsidiary of a China top 500 enterprise, China General Technology Group, registered and established in TIDA. With a total investment of 550 million yuan, it will build a production line of staple fiber spunlace nonwovens with bio-based fibers as the main raw material. Its products are mainly used in such fields as sanitary materials, automotive textiles, and insulation materials for fire suits. The phase one of the project is expected to be put into operation in 2024. The 2022 TIDA Auto Forum wrapped up as a big success. The 2022 International Forum on Chinese Automotive Industry Development was held between September 2nd and 4th in TIDA. Under the theme of Reaffirm Our Belief, Facilitate Growth, and Forge Ahead, it brought leaders of national ministries, decision makers, of domestic and overseas enterprises, industry insiders, and scholars together, both on and offline, to inspire suggestions and insights for the industry's sustainable and quality-oriented growth.